I'm with Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in the United Kingdom are being targeted with laws to prevent religious hate crimes. Because the term hate crime isn't clearly defined, Christian actions and words come under attack frequently. Evangelist Sammy Tippett believes this is true throughout the secular world.
There's a spirit that has come with secularism that has really been against Christianity. But the interesting thing, and the thing that makes it so difficult to understand, is that it does target specifically Christianity and not other religious groups.
Next, Compassion International is hard at work in Haiti as reconstruction is finally rolling forward. Finishing repairs on their larger office building, Compassion is utilizing both their office buildings and 11 shipping containers for offices in two of the cities they're working in. 200 more families have also been given supplies for shelters, bringing the total aided to 4,000. And every affected center and hospital now have medical supplies. As they continue to share Christ through every effort, pray that Haitians will continue to be receptive. And the Summer of Hope 2010 is just concluded. Earlier this week, we brought you some of the stories of God's work on the reservations that warrior leaders visited. Ron Hutchcraft says their 4,500-mile journey to 9 reservations in the U.S. can be described in one word: breakthrough.
In just 3 weeks' time, among a people group where it is rare for people to come to Christ, they led over 600 native young people to a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Although the summer is over, Hutchcraft says it's just the beginning of these youth lives of hope after their Jesus moment.
Our prayer and our follow-up commitment is at that moment become a movement.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.